Listen up, ladies. You are a bad bitch. You are a bright light. You are a unique, gorgeous individual who was put on this earth to glow. Life is hard, and it's sometimes dysfunctional, and you might want to shut down. You might want to quit. Don't. Beautiful things come from trusting in your journey and staying the fuck open to it.
Alrighty, welcome back to another episode of the Stay Open podcast. I am your host, Arletta. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I feel like I need to sing you a song every time that I get on the microphone. I am. If you guys saw me right now, you would fucking die. I am in my mother's closet, sitting on her little step stool that she uses to reach all of her sweaters. And it's actually pretty good insulation in here for a podcast, not gonna lie. I thought it would be a good place to record. And happy Labor Day. Am I recording this on the same day I'm releasing it? Yes, if you must know. I had a crazy ass week last week. And just like, I don't know if you guys have been feeling this way. I've been feeling like I spent a good period of time like with my shit together, and now I'm starting to slip a little bit, and I'm on vacation technically, so I'm being kind to myself, but I have felt like I've just been, I don't know, like, do you ever feel like when you put in so much effort to do something and like you're on track and you're being successful with it, and then you feel like you just kind of spend a week or so slipping? That was kind of the month of August for me. So I'm trying to get back into my regiment because I really loved it and was proud of myself for sticking to all my goals so strongly. So if you are going through that, I'm right there with you, sister. Anyways, today's going to be, I don't know how long this episode's going to be. In my mind, I want it to be quick and sweet. To the point. Quick and sweet to the point. Have I been killing these ears the entire time? Don't know. You know with me, that's never how the cookie crumbles. But we're in this kind of discussion about relationships. And if you didn't hear my last week's episode, episode 22, No Pain, No Gain, I highly recommend listening. That the majority of that episode is me talking about dating culture in your 20s. Which, if you're listening to this and you are single or in a relationship or married, you probably remember your dating days and how difficult it can be sometimes to find a significant other that aligns with everything you're looking for and beliefs and values. And anyways, I dive deep into relationships in last week's episode. But I wanted to carry it over into this week's episode because I wanted to discuss something that is a little bit tougher of a topic. Like, we have to kind of have a little heart-to-heart here, if you will, in my mother's closet. That should be a podcast, my mother's closet. Anyways, we're going to have a little heart-to-heart because in order to understand a good relationship with anything, in order to experience happiness, you have to experience sadness, you have to experience the lack thereof of kind of that positive energy. So in a relationship, you have to experience toxic ones to know how and when and why and what a non-toxic relationship looks like for you. So I wanted to, after I thought on the coattails of last week's episode, I would just discuss whether that be in a friendship or in a relationship with a significant other. Toxic relationships are something that I think are a necessary evil. And I say that because when you're in a toxic relationship, there is something that is I'm going to call it like the veil of toxicity, but when you're in it, this veil is kind of over you and your whole life and your relationship especially, and you're stuck in it, and your calibration for what's appropriate, like what's truly healthy in a life, is kind of warped because you're looking through a false sense of reality, and you might be justifying the actions that you're either experiencing or that you were putting on someone else as something that's healthy or necessary. And the veil of a toxic relationship is a really difficult place to get out of, because when you're in it, you don't realize that you're in it. And it takes a long time. And sometimes even people can have, you know, if you have real friends in your life that can pull you aside and let you know, like, hey, this person's super toxic for you, sometimes you end up losing the healthy friend, because toxic relationships also have no room for healthy baggage. Because healthy people in a toxic situation are, they're a threat to that ecosystem. They're a threat to that toxic environment. And if you're in a toxic relationship with someone who, usually two toxic relationships, one is aware. So the toxic person is usually aware of how toxic they're being, and they use it as a manipulation tactic, and they want to keep you away from everything that could potentially be healthy and better for you in their life, because they know that that threatens their existence. And so going through relationship talk, I thought it wouldn't honestly be an Arletta conversation without talking about toxic relationships and boundaries. So, like I was saying, when you're in a toxic relationship, it's a necessary means to an end. I think it's a necessary evil. You need to go through that to know, okay, this is what I don't want to experience. But when you're under that toxic veil and you're living a life where maybe people are telling you it's not good for you and you're in denial, that could be happening for a multitude of reasons. But usually deep down we know there's something in us. Our intuition is still, you know, beep, beep, going off, telling us this isn't right. And once I got out of my toxic situations, whether that be friendships or relationships, I think maybe first I want to kind of touch on relationships, because friendships are a whole other beast. Once I got out of my toxic relationships, I really kicked myself. I couldn't believe that I had tolerated that level of disrespect towards myself for so long. And I think that is just a testament to the truth behind the statement, no one is coming to save you. And I say that loosely because I believe if we have set up the right people in our lives, someone might not be able to save me, but someone can wake me. You know, I'm very thankful for the friendships that I had in those times, because without their advice and their opinions, I would have never kind of taken a step back and thought, is this really everything I want for my life? And we become so ashamed after dealing with toxicity, because a lot of us, I think, believe we deserve it. A lot of us become embarrassed if you're like me, where you feel like you know people pretty well. That's a kryptonite for me, because I can also, even through knowing them, love them and accept them through all of their faults, which sometimes means that I'm putting myself last. And it was embarrassing for me to admit to people that I had allowed such terrible energy into my life for so long. But as with anything, like with this podcast, I realize like so much of my healing and your healing comes from sharing in stories. And sometimes, most of the time, those stories are the ones we're most embarrassed about or ashamed about. It's what bonds us as humans. I think that's like the truth behind it all, is we can bond in happiness and happy times and proud moments, but there is a deep connection that comes with bearing your heart and being honest and vulnerable. And if you are listening to this podcast and you are in a toxic relationship, that's a really lonely place to be. It's very isolating. And I told myself after I got out of these relationships that I would never treat any of my friends the way that some of my friends treated me in my toxic relationships, because, and I know, look, I know they meant well. I think it was one of those situations where it was like, we don't like him, and if you stay with him, then we can't hang out with you anymore, or we don't want to talk about him, we don't want to hear about him. I think they were thinking if they pushed him out, then that would push him out of my life. But I want to give advice to someone, if you're listening to this and you have a friend who's in a toxic relationship, your friend is not getting out of that relationship unless they want to, and unless they see it, and unless they find the strength to get rid of that person that is still, nonetheless, toxic or not, extremely important to them. They're like a security blanket in a really fucked up way. And to me, it does no good as a friend, a true friend, to leave the person that you love, alone, where they can't vent, they can't talk about some of the most toxic parts of their life. They have no one to turn to, because you refuse to hear about this person anymore. It's not your life. I know you love this person. They're maybe your best friend, your sister, your mother, your brother, I don't know. But when I experienced that on the other side, and my friends cut out the person that I was dating, I could no longer go through that relationship and lean on the people that I needed the most when going through the toughest part of my life. And I told myself I would never do that again. So if you're in a toxic relationship and you're experiencing isolation from your people, I mean, it's up to you, but I got out of that relationship and decided that a lot of my friends that did that were just trying to be good friends to me. And also, they can choose the level of, you know, bullshit. I talk about this a lot, like your bullshit meter. Everyone has a different tolerance level. Some people's are really low. A lot of people don't want to deal with their drama, let alone other people's. So I since have forgiven, and I always try to see where people are coming from, but that's just my first piece of advice, I guess, is don't isolate the people in your life that are in toxic relationships. If anything, love on them more, and just allow them to allow them to come to that realization on their own, because nothing that you do, unfortunately, nothing you do is going to lead them in any direction. They have to choose to do that themselves. They have to choose to leave the toxic relationship. And, you know, I think a lot about when I was in it and why I stayed in it. I don't No, could probably do a whole podcast episode just on that alone, but my piece of advice for the people in a toxic relationship is, first of all, listening to this, you have a person in your mind who I'm talking about. You know, we probably all carry a little bit too much toxicity in our lives. Sometimes they were assigned to us at birth, you know. Sometimes the toxic person in our lives, unfortunately, are our parents. Or, I mean, I'm grateful enough that that's not the case. But it's hard when some people are in your life connected through blood, and that's a really hard place to be in, but you know. So if you're listening to this and you know someone in your brain that I'm talking about, my piece of advice to you is to start, first of all, I mean, really, I'd like to say amputate it at the source, cut it off. And you're going to have to find some strength within you. This is where I attribute my strength to God. But you can attribute it to any higher power or your deeper energy source. But you have to find strength like you've never felt in your life to walk away and to stop entertaining the bullshit. And I say that knowing that a lot of you are not there. So many of us are addicted to drama, to negativity. And the fucked up thing about toxic relationships is most of the time we tolerate them because that level of obsession, that level of control, as an insecure person, your brain warps that into thinking that that is chivalry and that that is what a relationship's supposed to be, and that, oh, they might be crazy and they might be possessive, but that's sweet of them because they really care about me and they always want to know where I am and they always want to have my location because they want to make sure they know where I am at all times. Like, that's so sweet. And we can twist it in our minds to make an obsessive behavior look like a healthy one. It's not healthy. But so many of us give the text back, entertain the Instagram DMs, play the unblocking and reblocking game on social media because we like the attention. So, you know, I want to say amputate it, get rid of it completely, but unfortunately the reality is a lot of us on that healing journey are still very much obsessive with romanticizing the idea of toxicity. So when you're ready, and again, going through toxic relationships, battling those, extremely isolating. Sometimes those toxic relationships are all that other person has, like you are all they have. And sometimes they're all you have. And when you cut that out, there's nothing else. You know, you don't get to get the dopamine rush of looking down at your phone and having 1,000 text messages. You live a lot less dramatic life. No one's calling you and arguing with you on the phone while you're out with your girlfriends, and you have to step away from the table and go and deal with this toxic energy source. No. And it can seem like when there's an absence of that, it can seem like you're alone, or that the choice that you made was the wrong one, and that maybe you're the fucked up one, maybe you're the one that needs to work on yourself. Your deep intuition knows better. And I know some of you don't feel as connected to it as I am. And that's okay. It takes practice. It takes time. It takes intentional work, shadow work, working on the darker parts of ourselves, understanding why we give in to situations that are not always the best for us. But in order to begin down the next conversation we are about to have, you need to understand on where you are on this scale. So if you're not going to amputate it, you're not going to kick that person out of your life, then the next thing is you need to set boundaries. And this is more for the situations where, I mean, there's so many, but just some examples are like parents. You know, if you have a relationship with your parents where you want them in your life, or you are hoping to have them in your life and you're working on it, something that's really good is boundaries, because this is a way of keeping a toxic person in your life, but realizing why they're toxic to you, how you can minimize the toxicity, if not get rid of it at all, like altogether, by understanding your needs and setting boundaries around those needs and those values with this person. And this is probably one of the most beneficial things I have learned in my 20s, is how to set boundaries. And again, it's an isolating, can be isolating situation. Because, for instance, if you have a friend, and maybe it's a childhood friend, maybe it's a friend you're connected with through your parents, someone you see at family events all the time, or neighborhood hangouts, anytime you come home, maybe it's someone in the workplace, not necessarily a friend, but a colleague that's super toxic, and you can't necessarily get away from them every day. You need to find out what works for you to keep them at bay. You know, we all have an okay threshold. So, for instance, some friends, you have to minimize your communication with them. And that means also when you talk to them, this is actually a really good point. You do not have to let every single person in your life know everything that you are doing. I'm going to say that again for my empathic people in the back. Everyone in your life does not hold privy. They do not have the right to know about everything. And you don't have to tell them. And that does not make you a bad person. That does not make you a secretive person. That makes you someone who guards and protects your energy, who guards and protects your goals, your dreams, your aspirations. It takes a lot of self-reflection and understanding. Maybe I tell people everything I'm doing because I want external validation, which is ironic, because when you're telling a toxic person that, they don't give you validation. They just judge you. They change your mind about things. They alter your perspective on your reality. And it's really dangerous when we let these toxic people in our lives in that way, because we give them power. And when you give a toxic person power in your life, they feed off of it. It's why they put you, you know, as the little hamster in their runaround wheel, because they benefit from those negative conversations. You don't. Your energy gets sucked. Your ambition is taken away. Your character is changed. You are listening to someone who's telling you who you are, and you lose sight of being able to say who you are not. But when I learned how to put up boundaries, which takes a huge level of self-assessment, because this is the other thing. Boundaries are not a cookie cutter, one size fits all system. It really, really is different for every single person. But what's so important about that is it's up to the person to decide what they want to tolerate and what they can't. I have people in my life that I know I cannot speak to more than once a month. Like, if I talk to them anymore, those conversations are, you know, I love having them, but only maybe once a month. I like seeing them in person, but I can't hang out with them for more than like little time increments of time. And once I put those boundaries in for myself, I wasn't hanging out with those people anymore as often. I wasn't going out with them all the time. I felt like I was losing friends. You know, FOMO's real. You have a fear of missing out on the night if you're not around these people. But I came to this realization that nothing was more important than me having my sanity. And not only that, but me having my power. I'll post this TikTok that I saw that I loved, but it was about this woman saying every morning, I reclaim my power. I recall my power back to me, because you never know the people in your life that are taking your power from you, your energy from you. Especially as women, we're givers. We give until nothing's left for ourselves. Reclaim that energy. I am powerful. I am myself. No one else is me. My power is mine. Like, have these conversations with yourself, and it might seem silly at first, but it really does change the way your energy flows. It changes the way you give yourself to people. Changes the way you see people. When I started validating myself, I think we have too many of us, honestly, make ourselves the unreliable narrator of our life. Let me say that again, because I just tripped up on my tongue. We make ourselves the unreliable narrator of our life. Which is so ironic to me, because you are all you have. You are in your corner. If you're lucky, along, you know, the path of life, we meet people who stand in our corner just as strongly. But this journey of life isn't about them. It's about you. And if you're making yourself the one who's crazy, if you're believing the lies people are telling you about who you are and what you do, you will become those things. You will stay those things. You will never be anything else. Don't let people tell you who you are. It's probably one of the more toxic things I've done to myself in my life, is I've let people tell me who I am, what I like, what I should do for a job, what I should do out of college, what I should study, what friends I should have, what boyfriend I should have. And I started believing all these lies about myself that I lost sight of what I really wanted. You could argue that's what 20s are for. Losing yourself, finding it again, growing into the adult you are, the true adult you are, realizing the essentials of, like, grabbing a hold of your life and making it happen. But if you are someone like me, who you see the best in people, you want to see the best in people, you make excuses for a lot of people, you love on the people who aren't loved on by others, chances are those relationships are toxic. And this is a tough situation, because doesn't mean you love them any less. Doesn't mean they don't still make you feel love at times. But you are losing yourself every day that you stay supporting this other person. It's like trying to fill up a car with gas, and you're putting money and time, resources into your tank to give you fuel, all the while you're leaking out in your fuel tank because you have someone there who's just continually poking holes. And you're spending more time patching those holes for yourself. Not getting mad at the person doing it. You're getting mad at yourself for continually leaking. When in reality, it's the person you need to kill off. It's the person you need to amputate. You need to kick out of your life. You need to set up boundaries. You need to set up a fence around your fuel tank, in this analogy, so they can't get close to it anymore. And that does mean your relationship changes. And if that person loves you, you know, because some people are toxic, not really by their own fault. Maybe it's the way they were raised. They never saw a healthy relationship. They don't know what a healthy friendship looks like or what it's like to really truly love something in a healthy way. And that's why I say boundaries and toxic relationships are not a one-size-fits-all situation, because I understand that sometimes you need to be that person for people. I've been that person for a lot of people, to show someone a healthy version of a relationship. And no matter how much I loved that person, I had to set up boundaries for myself. I had to protect my own energy. And some of those people still are in my life because they respect the boundaries I set up. And I respect them for that. And I appreciate and love them for that. And I love them through their faults because I can handle it now. You know, I am all in and present in those once a month phone calls, or every couple of month visits, or occasional FaceTimes. Like, I am present in those moments because I've allowed myself time in between to rejuvenate, get my energy back. And I really came to this place where I realized and this is how I feel about most things in life. You can live your life the way that you want. Period. It's not my life. You may do fucked up shit, terrible shit, angry shit. And I can have an opinion. But inviting that negative energy into my life is disrupting my ecosystem that I've been working so hard to maintain, balance, keep healthy. So often in toxic relationships, we think that we have to let this person in. We have to take care of this person. This person has no one else. What are they going to do without someone else in their life? Like, if I leave them, they'll have no one. That's not on you. That's harsh. It's harsh when you're in it because it's so real. That person is a person and you love that person, but you are not their savior. You are here to take care of yourself, protect yourself, and that's it. And love on others, but love sometimes has to be done at a distance or not at all. In terms of romantic relationships, some people we just cannot have in our life at all. And those are honestly the hardest to say goodbye to let go of. But you have to save yourself from the burning fire. So, back to boundaries. Things you can do. Minimize communication. At the same time, maximizing your vocal communication, your verbal communication when you are with them. For instance, most people also, they don't know that they're breaking a boundary unless they're told. So I tell people a lot, if you have a toxic friendship, for instance, you need to say to your friend, you may feel like you needed to know that information, like you were privy to it. You are not. I am telling you now because I love you and I want you to be a part of this moment, or a part of this event or feelings, whatever, but I did not tell you at the time because I didn't want to. And sometimes that's hard to say. we're being honest, right? But that's just hard for some people to just be so blunt. Well, why is that hard for you? It's not hard for the toxic person in your life to give you fucking low jabs all the time. Because that's the thing. The toxic people in our life, they know where to twist the knife. And the more you feed into it, the more they know what they're doing is working. So don't be afraid to let someone know, hey, when you keep saying this about me, it's not making me feel great. It makes me feel worthless. It makes me feel less than. It makes me feel like you don't know me. I would really appreciate it if you could stop making comments about X, Y, and Z. Or when we're together, we just can't talk about politics. I love you, I appreciate you, but your beliefs are not my own, and you cannot have a healthy and respectful conversation with me about it, so therefore, I don't think in order for us to maintain our relationship, it would be healthy to continually talk about politics. Or, I love you as a friend, but I can no longer hear all of the negative relationships that you have in your own life because it consumes you and I's relationship, and I don't feel like you and I have grown at all because all we do is talk negatively about other people and it really drags my day down. Can we not do that anymore? So you're minimizing the discussions, the conversations in your life, but you're maximizing the way that you're vocalizing to people about the way that those conversations make you feel. And if you get to this place with someone where you say that to them and they say, you know what? Because here's the thing. When you attack the ego attacks back. And toxic people are egocentric. They live in the ego. The ego feeds off of them because in order to feel like your life is so important or to be for people to attack others when they are attacked, it is because their ego is hurt. So when you say this, you know, when you're honest with these people, sometimes it's not always the easiest conversation, and that's why it's scary, and that's why if you're like me, I hold off from these types of confrontational conversations because people don't want to hear the truth. If you say this and they say, you know what, you can just go fuck yourself because you're the one asking me how I am, okay? If you don't want to hear how I am, then just don't fucking ask me. How about that? If you get like that kind of response, and I know we have those people, some of us have those people in our lives, that's when you say, I'm not telling you this for you. I'm not attacking you. This is for me. Put it on yourself. Take ownership. I need this. Says nothing to do with you. I need this type of discussion to end. You are right. I can't handle those types of relationships or conversations. You're correct. So can we please not have them anymore? You know, I function best when you and I am busy. So I would like to only speak to you once a month. Can we schedule out a meeting so you know that you're always going to talk to me? You're always going to hear from me? Or hey, every time we speak, please don't bring this up anymore. Oh, well, you just don't want me to bring it up because you can't handle it and you don't like it. And some people just can't fucking deal with the truth. And you are correct. I cannot handle it. So therefore, can we please not speak about it? If you have these conversations and you're still in a place where they are, because you've now, what you've done is you have stated your boundaries. You have drawn a line in the sand and you have said, you are on this side, I am on this side. If you cross this line, then, so it's an if, it's establishing the line, it's an if you cross this boundary, this will be your punishment. This will be the outcome. In some cases, that crossing of the boundary needs to be a termination of the relationship. In most cases, that's what it should be. If you continually cross this boundary, you will not be in my life anymore. If you continue to cross the boundary of the relationship with me and my husband, then you won't see your grandchildren. And it's harsh, right? We think we're being harsh. We're not being harsh. You are the mama lion protecting your cubs, protecting your family, protecting your lover, protecting yourself first and foremost. So if they do not listen to your boundaries, then you cut them off and you cut them out. I don't know if any of you listening to this are from Colorado, maybe not even Colorado, you just listen to SM radio, but there is a lovely, harsh, real show by a woman named Dr. Laura. And I used to hate Dr. Laura. Okay, my mom would put her on every time we were in the car, and she's a fucking bitch. People call in, the gist of her show is people call in and ask her advice because she's a phenomenal psychologist and has studied family relationships her whole life, and she's just a badass woman. And she gives it to you how it is. There's no sugarcoating. There's no, and some people need that, right? When people are in desperation, some people need sugarcoating. Some people don't. They need to be told the damn truth. Anyways, she's very harsh sometimes. And I used to turn me off a lot because these people are broken that are calling her and they're crying and but she sees through the ones that are calling just to get validation for their shitty behavior. And she calls them out on their shit. So the older I got, the more I've appreciated Dr. Laura. But she is the person who speaks a lot about boundaries. And she is ruthless. And in her opinion is, even if it's by blood, you cut them out. Doesn't matter if they're your family. I think that's a really important message, is there is no one in your life that is too special to keep in it if it's a toxic one that's killing you. Because above all, it is you. You are the one you need to keep alive. You are the one you need to keep healthy. You are the one you need to protect. And a lot of times, we tolerate toxic relationships because we believe we are worthy of them. Like, that's the best we're going to get. If we leave that person, we're never going to find another relationship. If we lose that friend, we're never going to be close enough to someone else again. If we drop that parent, then even though it's an abusive relationship, I'm going to be at a loss without a mom or a dad or a sibling. But what we never think about is how much of ourselves we're losing and that we're killing, staying in these toxic relationships. And when you do, that's why I reiterated so strongly, like, it takes a lot of shadow work to even realize what boundaries you need. Because you first have to realize why you tolerate that person to begin with, why it's taken so long to draw a boundary. And I'd say 80% of the time, it's because we believed that's what we deserved. Somewhere deep down, we believe that the things that we tolerate because we deserve it. That's the best we get. And unfortunately, if we've seen a long line of toxicity, if our parents have shown us that behavior, that mentality, if our friends, you know, if your girlfriends, all they do are date men who are toxic, who don't respect them, who don't give them what they deserve, you might think that that's normal. Your friends might even validate a lot of the toxic people in your life. A lot of people, and I say this meaning lovingly, like, these people probably still love you, but a lot of people feed off of negative energy. They love the drama. think about reality TV. Like, that's why reality TV is so fucking popular in America, is because we feed off of the drama. It's like single-handedly what keeps the celebrity tabloids alive. So there are people in your life that feed off of the drama of the stories that you tell them. They don't care the outcome. It's not their life. They don't care if, you know, they give you advice to talk to an ex again, to respond to that DM. They don't care about your sanity. They just want to know. They want to be in the juicy drama. They want to hear what your ex has to say. They want to condone the bad behavior because it entertains them. And it's really sick. It's really sick that we have those people in our lives. And if you have someone like that in your life, you need to assess. You need to do some reassessment. Because that's not a true friend. It's not someone who's truly in it for your best interest. And I know a lot of us live in denial, and I know a lot of us think that it's not us who have the problems, it's the other person. Sometimes it's you. Sometimes we're the toxic person in someone's life. And that deserves self-assessment as well. That deserves time and energy to sit down and think, how am I being toxic in other people's lives? How can I change and be better for my friends and be a better sister and a better wife and a better girlfriend? But seriously, boundaries are everything. I was trying to find a podcast episode that I listened to that sparked my journey with boundaries. I can't find it. I swear it was with Shauna Nyquist. But I'm going to spend this week listening to podcast episodes about boundaries, and I'll vet them for you and then send you some recommendations. But honestly, any self-help book is where I would start, because you need to figure out why you're tolerating the toxicity to begin with before we can even begin to like know how to treat those toxic relationships. And don't be afraid to reassess and reevaluate. You know, we all kind of ebb and flow in our lives. We sometimes have friends that are closer to us in different parts of our lives than others. And I understand that. Like, life is never the same all the time. So don't be afraid to make new boundaries. This is your life. You know, you can draw the line where you want. You can erase it. You can redraw it. You can grow in that relationship, and maybe the boundaries make you and this person healthier, and you can let him back in a little bit. Like, it is up to you, but really, boundaries start at realizing why you need them. And then having the courage to implement it. And it looks different for everyone. I mean, I'm even talking to my girls in college who are trying to get a better grade this semester and have to draw boundaries with their friends, because although they love their friends are fucking buck wild. And it's like girls gone wild every Friday night. And you need to say to your friends, hey, I'm trying to pass this class, so I need to spend an extra night studying. I won't be able to go out with you anymore on the weekends. And they need to respect that. If they don't, if they treat you differently because of that, they're not your fucking friends. A spade is a spade. You've called them out on who they are and what they are. And if they show themselves to still be that person, cut them out. And that's a sacrifice, right? You might be alone on weekends now because you don't have a friend group that'll hang out with you when you can. But we find new people. So you find new friends. Stop. I don't know who needs to hear this, but stop putting yourself last. Stop forcing yourself to fit in other people's molds of you. You deserve more. You deserve more. So, I'm gonna end it there. Don't know if that was specific enough for you. I mean, I could really talk forever on toxic relationships and boundaries, but I think this was a good little toe dip. And I just know the people in my life that need to hear this are sensitive as fuck about it. So if you need to hear this, try not to be so angry at me, please. Just know that I love you and I'm glad that you're here listening to this. And we all need to work on parts of ourselves. So don't be ashamed of the parts that you need to work on, because I have them too. I love you. Let's go make healthier relationships this week, healthier decisions for ourselves. And let's make this fall and winter about finding the healthiest versions of us. Because I don't know about you, but I don't want to go into another year of feeling like I'm not giving my best all the time. You are expensive champagne, my darling. So don't let people drink you out of a red Solo cup, if that makes any fucking sense. We are only here to be treated with crystal. Some fucking Swarovski crystal. Some, I don't even know. But love you. As always, like, subscribe, leave a little review. Let me know if this was helpful. Please, you guys, if you ever want to send me a recommendation, I love giving them out to all of the followers. And oh, so Ask Arlie for this week. You guys sucked this week. No one fucking gave me anything to talk about as far as toxic relationships. So if you're listening to this and you're like, fuck, she didn't cover my specific situation. Well, it's because you didn't ask for it. But I did get an Ask Arlie about something that I wanted to cover real quick. It didn't really have to do with toxic relationships, but somebody said, Ask Arlie, or somebody said, Arlie, please help. I just got diagnosed with herpes. And I wanted to just say to this person and to anyone out there that has herpes, that is such a, like, our society has outcasted you to a point where you feel like you can't live your life. And like, we live in a very medically advanced part of history. And so you can actually still live your life and have herpes. And in a lot of times, people who get genital herpes don't know that they're sleeping with someone who has it when they sleep with this person. And I think that's probably the most fucked up part about it, is you get something that you definitely don't deserve, but sometimes didn't even know that you were putting yourself in that situation. And so I just wanted to say that it's going to be okay. First of all, it really is okay. Like, they have medication you can take. I know many people that have it and still are in healthy, happy relationships. They just, you have to be more medically aware of your outbreaks and your, you know, what it does to your body and how you react to it, and you take medication. And as long as you're having transparent and open conversations with the people that you are sleeping with in the future, it is not the end of your world and your life. It is just something else that we have to live with. All of us have things we've taken on in our life that we have to live with that we've never necessarily thought we were going to. But You are not dirty, okay? You are not less than. And you're going to go through, you know, grieving, and that's okay. But if you have real friends in your life, they will love you nonetheless. If you have a real love in your life, they will love you nonetheless. And with all things, we move on and we become better for it when we learn from it. So you guys better pick it up with Ask Arlie, okay? Because Arlie needs to give some advice. And I'm just out here trying to make all of us realize we're all the fucking same when it comes down to it. You know, we don't all have herpes, but we do all carry something for life that we maybe never intended to have. So, deal with it, treat it, be kind and healthy to one another, and I love you. See you later.